They brought to him one deaf and dumb, and entreated him to lay his hand upon him. And taking him aside from the crowd, he put his fingers into the man's ears, and spitting, he sighted and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's Gospel offers us some interesting considerations on the connection that unite our senses on the one side and our spiritual and moral life on the other side. Before considering the spiritual and supernatural aspect of the miracle performed by our Lord today, let us first consider a few aspects of the miracle, a few aspects regarding the faculties given to our human soul, and in particular, the sensitive faculties. But let me first give you the general division of our human soul, according to St. Thomas Aquinas. And then, let us focus on two particular senses, hearing and taste, according, of course, to what we find in the Gospel of the day. St. Thomas Aquinas has some interesting thoughts and descriptions on the different parts of our human soul. He says that first, as plants and the like, man has vegetative faculties, such as the capacity to take food, to grow, and to reproduce his kind. Second, as for animals, man has sensitive faculties or powers of two kinds, exterior and interior. Exterior, and these are the five senses. Interior senses are conscientiousness or common sense, imagination, instinct, and finally, memory. And finally, more than just a plant, more than just an animal, man in addition has the specifically rational faculties of understanding, of course, and choosing in the light of understanding. That is, he has the faculties of intellect, reason, or understanding, and willpower. So going back now to what is more fitting for our sermons today, let us consider the two senses mentioned in the Gospel, hearing and taste. St. Thomas affirms that sight is the noblest of these sense faculties, but hearing is next to it in excellence. This is obvious to anyone paying attention to the means the world today uses to impact men as deeply as possible, sometimes in a good way, an enriching way for our nature, but too often and many most of the time with the perverse intention of controlling human mind and man's faculty to choose, intellect and will. Just take a quick glance at the power of images, the power of screens, the power of colors, utilized as a vehicle for the communication of ideas, if not for particular agendas. And lend an ear to modern music, to the many sounds used in it, sounds that men couldn't reproduce or create decades ago, and that are well known today to affect our psychology and behaviors in many different ways, conveying and exciting passions or feelings at any given time. Sometimes, once again, with good intentions, unfortunately, most of the time with bad intentions, if you put it in parallel with the words they use. The sense of taste now is inferior, of course, as it is more sheerly material in its proper operations than hearing, more spiritual. Let us now consider the spiritual aspect of the passage given to our meditation today. A spiritual commentator wrote, "When Christ opened the ears and unloosed the tongue of the body, He opened also the ears and tongue of the soul, that they might listen to his inspirations and believe that he was, in fact, the Messiah, and that they might ask and obtain of him pardon for their sins. So first he heals the poor man from deafness. He has lost the capacity to hear and therefore to listen to the inspirations of God and the Holy Spirit. He can only recover if he approaches our Lord and obeys his command. Not only is he not capable of listening to these inspirations, but the turmoil of his passions shuts off the voice of his own conscience. He cannot perceive the merciful voice that calls him back to reason. Faith then, that would be the only remedy that could save him, but requires from him a profound and sincere assent, acceptation. Prayer then, and sacrifices for the poor souls that have gone astray and are deaf to the many inspiration of the good Lord. Prayer that they may accept first the gift of faith. As the Apostle St. Paul says, see how faith comes from hearing, and hearing through Christ's words. Now, same for the man who has already accepted the gift of faith, but doesn't listen to the voice of the Master, and let all kind of voices or noises from false prophets guide him. Well, if doing so, his faith will soon become weaker and weaker, and the risk to embrace false doctrines, as we too often see today, and erroneous theories will grow in his soul, in his mind, and quickly take over. Temptation that certainly might affect us when paying too much attention to everything and anything going on out there. Paying too much attention to private revelations or teachings that have not been approved by the church. Paying too much attention to all this and ignoring the perennial teaching of the church's fathers, doctors, and holy popes. Second, Christ heals the poor man from dumbness. He could talk. He could talk a little bit, barely, like a little child. Ephphatha, be thou opened. Nourished by Christ's teaching, filled with the gifts of faith and the Holy Spirit, he is now ready to speak and to announce the word of Christ. However, whoever wants to talk, to teach, to guide, needs to listen, to learn, and to let himself be filled with the good words first, and not the contrary. It is beautiful to see that this same rite performed by our Lord in today's miracle has been, of course, adopted by the sacred rite of baptism, so as to remind us that today's gospel is not to be considered solely for that poor man, but is to be applied to each and every one of us. Let us therefore, this summer, especially in these most difficult times for the church and our society, let us renew the promises of our baptism, asking the grace of a deep purification and sanctification of our hearing, so as to listen better, not to the many false prophets, doctrines, and maxims of the world, but to the voice of the one good shepherd. And let us renew also the promises of our baptism, asking for the grace to make our mouth become a humble but certainly efficient instrument in God's hands, for his greater glory and the salvation of many souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.